here is an email that I received, and you can see how you feel about this. This is confronting a spouse's unethical behavior. How do you do that? So here's this. Dear Dr. Kenner, a few months ago, my husband said he cleaned off our porch. Yay. I didn't ask what he did with the garbage. It was a couple of mattresses and old toys and clothes. We live in the country next to an empty 20-acre lot. A few days later, I happened to look over into the empty lot, and I noticed my husband had dumped the garbage there. The landowner never visits the lot. He just sends landscapers every 6 months to clear the brush. I don't know what to do. Should I report my husband to the county for illegal dumping? My husband is a pastor, so his behavior bothers me even more because I feel we're held to higher ethical standards. I have a hard time confronting him because he makes excuses or argues with me. Mary, the first thing to know is that you are in the right. Your husband is not respecting individual rights. And picture this. Picture looking out your window this morning and somebody dumped mattresses and old toys and clothes on your property. How would your husband respond? My guess is he wouldn't say, oh yeah, the landscaper can clean it up in 6 months. I don't care. I think he would be outraged, and he himself should feel very guilty for what he did. I mean, his hypocrisy as a pastor should eat at him. And if he doesn't, that raises questions in my mind as to his motives for becoming a pastor. Some people do that because they want to help others, and some people want power over others, and sometimes it's a mix of both. So only your hubby knows his own motives, and that's if he allows himself to explore them. He might be making excuses in his own mind, and I suspect he is. So it's very healthy for you to judge him in this case negatively, and it's very important for you to know that his actions do not reflect your character. He is solely responsible for his responsibility. That your husband is defensive and evasive, making excuses and arguing with you, makes me wonder, how happy are you in your marriage, Mary? You know, I think more generally, this one issue is probably not isolated, and he's probably acted irrationally at other times because you know that he makes excuses and argues, right? So if this is the case, you may consider some supportive therapy for yourself. And then you can ask yourself, what can I do? I mean, you've been dealing with this inner conflict for a few months now, and you have to look out at the damn mattresses, you know, every so often. I don't know what window they're at, but you see them, and it's a chronic reminder of your husband's character and a conflict that you have. So should you report him for illegal dumping? Well, what's that going to do to your marriage, and what's that going to do to your life in general? If you're looking to separate from him or divorce him, well, you could go ahead and do that and take the hits. But I have another idea. Since it's your garbage too, you can independently hire and pay a private trash collector to remove it. And you owe your husband no apologies, no excuses, because your choices and actions will speak for themselves. This is your integrity, and he'll have to deal with it, and you can observe how he handles it. And that will be a very good test. You definitely want support in doing this, though, because if you're isolated, I'm assuming you have people in the parish that you're friendly with, not that you want to talk to them about this, again, I would suggest a therapist, but you definitely want to keep your friendships vibrant, because if you are heading towards separation or divorce or questioning your relationship, you want to be building a network for yourself that feels solid and grounded. I have some stories to share about garbage dumping. The first one is that my husband many years ago routinely found trash in his business dumpster. So what did he do? He opened up one of the bags and he returned the trash to the owner by ringing the doorbell and giving it back to him. My husband's very polite, and so the guy must have been mortified. My husband was taking a chance because the guy might not have been mortified and might have punched my husband out. And more recently, we had a huge storm, and there was There were down trees, there was a lot of vegetation around. And so, what did our neighbor do? We didn't know about this, but our neighbor cut down a lot of his trees and vegetation and he threw it onto our property. We have a private lot, some frontage, and he threw it right in the front of the frontage, so it was pretty obvious. I don't think he knew that we owned it. And so, another neighbor saw this and came to us and said, "Did you know so and so dumped their vegetation on your property?" And so we looked, and there was quite a bit of it. It was really piled high. So my husband just very politely knocked on our neighbor's door and said hi, and we don't know them. And he just mentioned that that's our property, and would he mind removing it at his convenience? He was very polite. My husband's always polite. And sure enough, a few days later, some of it was removed, and then a little bit later, more of it was removed. So there are different ways to handle situations like this. In this case, I think this is really a relationship issue, Mary. Your case with your husband, and I think that you would build your own self-esteem, your own confidence by acting independently and removing that trash on your own. Not physically, obviously, but hiring someone to do it. And I wish you the best with this. And this is Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. You can give me a call right now, toll free, 1-877-DR. KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Here are some tips for handling unreasonable resistance. Be persistent. Go into detective mode to identify the real issue. Draw your partner out so that you both can explore his or her reasoning. Help me better understand why you disagree so strongly. I'm wondering if something more important is causing your anger. Such comments or gentle questions invite your partner to talk and encourage your partner to be more specific and introspective. If your partner continues to be evasive, persist in addressing the topic and your partner's evasive tactics. You might say, "I noticed that you just changed the subject again. What's really bothering you?" Continue until you conclude that it's truly hopeless. If this happens repeatedly, reconsider the relationship.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.